2015 will bring changes for the North Pacific Groundfish and Halibut Observer programs. The National Marine Fisheries Service held outreach meetings in Kodiak and Homer this month. Fishermen and NIMFS representatives discussed the North Pacific Groundfish and Halibut Observer Program. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver attended the meeting in Homer and has more on upcoming changes for 2015 and feedback from fishermen.
The overall feeling at the meeting seemed to be discontent with a grain of salt. Many fishermen who attended voiced their frustration with the Observer program in general, but many also said they understand what its purpose is. That sentiment is nothing new to Martin Lefled.
I'm with the Alaska Fishery Science Center based out of Seattle, and I'm the director of the Observer program in Alaska for the federal fisheries.
He says NIMFS has received a lot of feedback and it's listening.
So the council and NIMFS recognize that something wasn't working. The program has the flexibility to change, so we're changing it to the area that is working.
Lefled says the greatest change will be to the way observers are placed on partial coverage category vessels. Starting in 2015, observers will be placed when a vessel is selected through the Observer Declare and Deploy System, or ODS. In the past, large vessels with 100% coverage and vessels greater than 57.5 feet fishing with trawl gear or hook and line fixed gear fell under what is called trip selection. Vessels between 40 and 57.5 feet fishing with hook and line and pot gear were previously under vessel selection.
So vessel selection was not working very well. So the change is that we're going to treat all of those vessels just like we treat the bigger trip selection vessels, because that worked very well.
So all partial coverage category vessels that use trawl gear or are greater than or equal to 40 feet and use hook and line or pot gear will be in the trip selection pool. Vessel owners and operators will be required to log each fishing trip onto ODS at least 72 hours before departure. Then they'll be immediately notified if the trip has been randomly selected. If chosen, a NIMFS contractor will provide the observer.
And that's going to fix the problem where previously they were being selected for a 2-month period. So the burden was very great. So we think we've made it more workable for the fleet, so the impact of the observer coverage is going to be for just that trip that's been picked. Relatively low rate, so not that many trips will be picked. It'll still be a burden, but just for a trip. And I think everyone can deal with a trip.
Some vessels will not be chosen. The no selection pool comprises vessels fishing with hook and line gear or pot gear that are less than 40 feet, all catcher vessels of any length with jig, handline, troll, and dingle bar troll gear, and vessels that are conditionally released due to life raft capacity. Additionally, starting in 2015, vessels voluntarily participating in NIMFS electronic monitoring study will not be selected. Malcolm Milne works with the North Pacific Fisheries Association. His group has been involved with testing and designing what he calls a reasonable and applicable electronic monitoring system. He says EM could be a more economical alternative to a physical observer.
The numbers are all over the board, but it's something like $1,000 a day for an observer on a boat. That's what it's costing the program, and we're trying to get a system where we can bring those costs down and therefore provide more coverage across all the fisheries.
Milne says he doesn't foresee EM replacing observers anytime soon, but he says the program has potential.
It's still in its development phase, I mean, that's for sure. But there's been a lot of cooperation and a lot of frustration between the industry and National Marine Fisheries Service between, you know, getting the program running and what the goal should be and in which direction we should be going with it. So it's a ways off.
The idea of taking a camera instead of a live observer seemed to go over well with many fishermen in the room, but they still had questions about other facets of the program. A few voiced concerns about an observer bumping an IFQ holder off a trip if there's not enough room to carry both. Others worried that some observers don't communicate enough with crews and write down complaints that they say aren't entirely valid. Chris Cease of the Katrina M had a suggestion for the program. Allow tenders to transport observers on and off boats so they don't have to be picked up on the docks.
Where if the tenders could bring them to the grounds, we deliver to the tender, they get on our boat, we do a trip, they get back on the tender, they go back to town, or they get on the other boat that's coming to deliver.
He thinks it would streamline the process, cause less hassle for some boats, and even out the playing field for others. He says it would be in the best interest of the program.
And if they want to get their 24% coverage, this is huge in my mind, because say I got selected for trip two for an observer. Well, I leave on trip one. I just don't go back to town. I deliver to a tender all winter. Technically, I do one trip all winter, but I make 25 deliveries. So I'm never going to have to take that observer because I never go to town.
Martin Lefled says the council and NIMFS are discussing the tender issue and are taking other concerns into consideration as well. But big changes will only come after thorough research.
We want to make sure that the science has integrity.
So he asks fishermen to work with the program for another year as it develops more throughout 2015. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.